And it's an Anfield Wrap Reactions show, specialist John Gibbons, bright and early on this Monday morning, to speak to Paul Gorst about some comments that have come out overnight from Jurgen Klopp, around transfers, around likelihood of signing a midfielder, around transfer process. And they've caused a minor storm, or is it a storm in the teacup? That's what we will discuss with Paul Gorst, who importantly was there and has the context of seeing Jurgen Klopp's mouth move, his body language, and everything else. So first of all, Paul, first of all, thanks for coming on at 9:30 on a Monday morning. Appreciate it.
No worries. It certainly was a storm in my Twitter comments. Looking up.
Well, before we get on to all that, I think people are, you know, always interested in sort of, you know, how operations work. Where do these comments come from? Because, you know, I'm sort of semi in this world, but not really. And so I was a little bit surprised to see them sort of come out now. There was a press conference on Friday, and then there's what's called an embargoed section after that, where the really important people like Paul go into a room and have a sort of a separate thing. Was this part of that? And if so, how come, you know, is it normal that it would be sort of 2 days later, or is it just depending on where the game is? Basically, Paul, how does the whole thing work?
Because the game's on a Monday, so what happens is Klopp has his open press conference, which you can watch on YouTube and LFC TV and wherever else. And then there's the embargoed section, which is for the daily newspapers, with the likes of me and my colleagues from the Nationals, you know, your Don Kings, your Paul Joyce's, Chris Bascombe, Dave Maddock, all the usual crew who've been covering it for, you know, 20 years plus, haven't they? And then for games that are on a Sunday, sometimes they do what's called the Sundays as well. So all the, you know, the people who work for the Mail on Sunday, the Sunday Mirror, etc. But because the game was on a Monday, our section was out last night as opposed to Friday night, so Sunday 10:30 instead of Friday 10:30. And these particular comments are from that, from our daily section. So I think that the things that have kind of caused the most, you know, the biggest ripples are a question from Dave Maddock and one which followed on from myself, which was around the transfers, as they tend to be. I think Dave, I had my hand up to ask a question, and Dave was ahead of me in the list, and he kind of asked the same question that I had lined up, so I just sort of followed on from that. And Dave asked him, you know, when everyone's fit, are you happy with your options? And, you know, is there any kind of likelihood of anything coming in? Because I think he'd spoken a few minutes earlier about the list of injuries that he had, and he went to quite a lot of detail about that, actually, talking about Matip and Kelleher, Canate, Thiago, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Jota, basically just listing everyone who's injured. So we said, well, when everyone's fit, yeah, we're happy with the options, but we never stop looking to strengthen and looking to improve. The issue is I don't choose to spend the money type of thing, you know. So
yeah.
It's come across to some as him taking a little bit of an aim, a little bit of a, you know, a poke at the ownership for what is a net spend of around 10 million this summer. But he wasn't, I mean, I think it's important to note, there wasn't any air of frustration or anger or disappointment or resentment in his tone. He was just saying it as it is, I guess. And I suppose it's ultimately nothing new. He did reiterate the wait for the right player, and that has been a staple of Klopp's, you know, way of operating, hasn't it? Going back years. So they were interesting. The first time I thought he's maybe, you know, would like to bring someone in. The fact that he actually said that himself, he said it'd be cool to bring in a new midfielder, but I'm still not convinced that it's something that Liverpool are going to do, because they don't really sanction 5-year contracts for new players when you're talking about an issue of a few weeks, you know, in terms of Thiago and Oxlade-Chamberlain and whoever else. So they were interesting, but I still expect them to be, you know, keeping the powder dry.